It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while and just smile. Just taking some clean, fresh air. For no sense in staying inside.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it is a beautiful morning this morning. We're almost there. Weekend's right around the corner. And this is the expert panel. As you know, we are on here every day, 9 to 11. And this morning, I got a beautiful lady in the studio representing Bella Magazine. Jennifer Harrison is here. Good morning, girlfriend. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good. I'm kind of in a good mood today.
Good.
You know, I mean, the humidity's a little tough, but I don't know. It's coming across the bridge, and it was just so beautiful. I don't know. It was just beautiful. Yeah. It just struck me.
It is a gorgeous day today.
Just beautiful.
Yeah.
So speaking of beautiful, I love the cover of this month's August Bella Magazine, celebrating 20 years. The cover is, tell us all about it, Jennifer, because there's a great photo on here.
This is actually from our cover article, which is the Gulf Coast over near St. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So
great photo.
Yeah, we had one of our fabulous writers that went on a trip there and did a big story on it, took some great pictures. So.
Well, the title's The Great Escape.
Yeah.
So could you hire me to be your writer so I can go on a couple of great escapes for
sure.
you?
Anytime,
sure,
Meg, anytime.
I know I'd be really good at it in Hawaii and,
the wherever
Caribbean.
You want to go.
I'll be your roving reporter.
I love it.
Okay, well, tell us about this because I'm kind of intrigued by this. It's a little different. A lot of times, so often, y'all have photos of fashion on the cover or things like that, but this is a little bit different this time.
Well, our theme this month was the Great Escape. So, you know, escaping from reality, getting out, enjoying time away from reality and phones and computers and people and just enjoying who you're with at the time. So, this cover just fit perfect with the theme and with our cover article. So, I mean, who doesn't want to go to a beach anywhere? I mean,
I got to do is drive across the bridge.
Right.
So I really
and
have
we,
no excuse.
We're spoiled. We live where other people vacation, but it is nice to get away sometimes and just, you know, see other things, see how other people are doing it and then come back home and realize, oh, we really do have it good.
It's
but
nice.
Either way, it is nice to get away sometimes. So.
Well, I love this magazine. I've mentioned before with our friend Malcolm with Ballinger Publishing as well. I love our hardcover magazines that are produced here locally, which means a lot to me because you're always supporting our local businesses.
Yep.
I love the ads that you have because it's typically something I'm interested in. It's always very timely.
Right.
But then the quality of the magazine, I love the glossiness of it. Mm-hmm. And when I'm flipping through, there is a photo, I guess it's on page, 24, of an incredible sunset. Last night's sunset was just unbelievable. But this is a photo, and there's some sea oats in the foreground, and you can see the water, and it's just kind of takes your breath away.
Yeah, and that's from our cover story over in St. Joe Bay, too.
Yeah, oh my God, just beautiful.
Lisa got some great pictures this time, and just enjoying, again, the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking in those sunsets and those sunrises.
Well, I like some of the articles. They do take us out of the area. So we've got the Telluride. That was an interesting choice.
Yeah.
I love that. I've never been there, but I want to go. It's kind of on my list of places
to go. Yeah, we're blessed to have some writers who love to travel. So anytime they go anywhere, they write about it, and then we put it in whenever we want it, whenever we need it.
Again, might I say, hint, hint.
Yeah.
Journalism degree over here. Well, it is true because so often we get caught up in the summer with the kids and doing all the stuff with keeping them busy. Mm-hmm. And so by the time summer ends and they go back to school, parents are exhausted.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can find a way to take a little break somewhere in there before the big holidays come up.
Yeah, all my trips revolve around soccer tournaments. So
But that's okay.
That's the life I'm in right now. So
it's not exactly a peaceful ride, is it?
It's okay. We make the best of it
with the team in the backseat.
We make the best of it.
I love it.
Yeah. Telluride in Colorado. I mean, it's just gorgeous. My sister lives over there.
Oh, really?
Not in Telluride, but in Colorado, and it's just beautiful. Like you just can't.
There's no humidity.
And there's no humidity.
That's the thing.
We've had it rough this summer. July
it's been,
was Yeah. Very humid.
It has been humid for
sure.
And
we probably say that every year, but this year felt like worse.
Some poor listeners going, ladies, we're in Florida. Hello.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I choose to be here.
We own it.
Yeah, I own it. But, yeah, getting back to the magazine, you also have Vegas on here. Mm-hmm. I am so jealous. I keep hearing about all these people that are going to Las Vegas to go to the Sphere.
It's on my list. I still haven't been.
It is on my list. And I really wanted to see the Eagles there because that's the only thing. But now the cool thing, if you're not familiar with the Sphere, there's a picture of it in here. It's huge, but I guess it was like a spherical is exactly what it says. Mm-hmm. It's a spherical stadium, but what's kind of neat is that all the optics in it are all around you. So it's a 360 kind of experience. Yeah. So now my favorite, really one of my favorite movies of all time is The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Apparently they've done a Wizard of Oz thing at the Sphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a friend who and Cynthia went as well, but that wrote it, but I have another friend who was like, if you go, you have to see The Wizard of Oz because things just come at you.
Oh, yeah. I heard the flying monkeys come at you. That would do me. And if I was a little kid, I was scared in my living room with my mom and dad on the couch, let alone being in a room where they come to life.
Yeah.
But that's just neat to think about. Yeah. I like this. This is sort of a getaway issue. I like this.
Yeah. So, you know, she went and everything she did, she wrote about and took pictures. So, you know, you can read through the magazine and feel, I mean, it's just, we do pride ourselves on good quality paper, good quality print, because you want to flip the pages. So read about Vegas, take yourself away for a minute, read about Telluride.
There's a big picture of the Hoover Dam in there and some other pictures. I mean, it's just neat because it's there's nothing in my book that beats having a magazine in your hands. That's just the truth. But I also like newspapers, so what can I say? It's all good and well and good to have it in my car and instant access, but there's still something to be said for having a magazine or a book or a newspaper in your hands.
Yeah.
And especially one of, and I'm not just saying this, of this high quality, because y'all do a great job.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah, and this month we also gave some tips about how to travel safely.
Mm-hmm.
We had let me find the article, somebody from Baptist Hospital that gave us some tips and tricks on how to stay healthy, stay safe while you're traveling.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's an art in and of itself.
Yeah. Nurse practitioner Megan Carpenter, she gave us some really good tips on how to stay healthy on the go.
That's page
26.
There you go.
What to pack with you for, you know, your health kit, you know, if something does happen.
Right. I always take a little extra water with me.
Water is always good when you travel.
And in my trunk, flashlight, a blanket, and then I have a little first aid kit back there.
A little bag of snacks.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a given. That's in the front. What are you talking about? That's not in the back of the car. That's in the front seat.
But that's when a lot of people get sick because they stop. They don't pay attention to everything.
And then, well, you lose track of time, too.
Right.
You're on those highways.
You're busy, 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 and then you stop, your body's like, okay, now let me be sick. Yeah. You don't want to do that.
Not at all. We're talking with Jennifer Harrison. She's here with Bella Magazine. The new issue is out and on newsstands. You can basically pick it up just about anywhere. I know for a fact you can get it at the visitor center on the beach and at the other visitor centers in town. And a lot of different restaurants have them. You can just see the rack there and just pick it up. They're free.
Yep.
And we're going to, if you're interested in this particular issue or you have a comment or a question about Bella Magazine, this is Pep Talk. This is our expert panel, and Jennifer's our expert in the studio today. So all you have to do is text in your question at 850-437-1620. Oh, we just got a question. Where can we pick up Bella? I sort of answered that. But
well, some of the places I refill multiple times during the month, Joe Patty's downtown.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
The YMCA downtown, they always have them. The medical clinic over at HCA, I keep them stocked there. A lot of your doctor's offices and coffee shops, places like that where people sit.
Right.
You can find them at PJ's Coffee, which is one of our advertisers.
Oh, great.
We also put them at Coffee Guy, Bodacious.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... You know, anywhere you go, you probably have some.
Right. Although the rack might be empty. They do go fast.
I refill the first 3 weeks of the month. Or 2 weeks of the month, I'm refilling a lot.
So you got the lucky job.
Yeah. But I love it, though.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. It's great. So also in here, again, because I still reference a lot, the fashion. There's still fashion.
Yep.
Every issue, there's always something. Yep. And I love these summer outfits, summer colors.
Yeah, so
and accessories.
Yeah, this fashion we did, Blue Teak, who's also one of our advertisers, was the supplied all the clothing. And then the fashion shoot was actually done at Celestine Bed and Breakfast.
Oh, where's that?
On Balin Street.
Oh, okay, because it looks really cute. The pictures, the background.
It's a very cute little bed and breakfast. So, yeah, so if you're staying or have people coming in town,
nice.
Run over there.
Okay.
Drop by Bluteak. They have magazines as well. Like I said, they're one of our longtime advertisers.
Very nice.
So they take good care of us.
Well, and I like on the, in addition to the photos of these, and it's usually not local folks, local women that are gorgeous, by the way. But you also have a neat page, which all the accessories. I always hate it. I'll see something, I go, oh, I love that bracelet. And then there's no mention of where that came from.
Yep, we have a whole page on everything that was in the shoot. So you can know exactly how much it was. And this month it was all at Bluteak. So
you just go
in their wonderful boutique and go shopping.
Well, I have to check that out because I'm liking some of the things I'm seeing in this issue. Okay, so now I'm spending a lot of money this year. I'm traveling, I'm buying clothing.
We also did, so we started a gift guide back last holiday season.
Yeah.
We did it again in February, May, and now we're doing it in August. So we put it inside the magazine, so we have some of our advertisers that put, you know, a special item or a discount or something in there. And we'll be doing our big gift guide for the holidays in November and December. So
if
you want to, you know, advertise everything you want for the holidays and shopping and what to get everybody for Christmas, that'll be, we can get you set up today.
Okay, there you go. It's not too early. I mean, really, people are thinking about the holidays now.
I'm already starting to talk about it because it's already August.
I have a family.
The year has flown by.
I have a family member that's already almost done with their shopping. It's so annoying.
Every year, I'm like, this year I'm going to shop all year.
Right. No.
And then I'll buy stuff and I forget about it and I'll put it in a closet. And then I'll find it the next year, and I'm like, oh.
That's what I got. Yeah.
I don't even remember buying this, and I don't even remember who it's for. So, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. But I like here, you got some gift cards and some little specials, and PJ's is offering, and I love these, a free beignet.
Yeah.
Hello. That in itself is the price of the magazine, which has no price. So you're winning two for two here. So this is great. So, Jennifer, this is fun. Now, tell me the role that you play with Bella.
So I handle advertising, sales, sponsorships, distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the things that puts me right in front of people, and I love it.
Yep. Well, you were certainly active in the community. I know that you were at the giveaway. How'd that go on Saturday?
It went really well. We gave away 508 backpacks.
Wow.
And if you total it up by number of people, individuals, it was like almost 1,200 people.
Wow.
And then in each family, there was, you know, kids, veterans,
because it was
seniors.
Food and backpacks. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was amazing. So thank you so much for you and everybody that was involved with it. It was just fantastic.
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm doing the nosy thing. I like the out and about photos.
Oh, yeah.
So I can see who's out and about.
Yeah, this month we were able to get Favor House, which is one of our favorite charities. They had their Roundup fundraiser.
And to tell us a little bit about what they do.
So Favor House is domestic violence survivors.
Mm-hmm.
So we love to support their organization because it's such a need, unfortunately.
Right.
But it's a need. You know, they help survivors of domestic violence get away and get back on their feet, safety, things like that.
Right.
So the Roundup is a fundraiser, and it's really fun. It's over at the Equestrian Center.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to dress up. You just wear cowboy boots and a hat.
Man. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, and they have...
I see. I'm looking at the pictures. Some serious cowboy boots and hats going on here.
Oh, yeah.
Looks great. It looks great.
Yeah, so that was a fun event. So they do that one every year. And then we also were able to feature the Landing, which used to be Water Pig out at the beach.
Oh, yes, of course.
So they started... Okay. A venue that you can rent.
So like an event space?
It's an event space, yeah.
Oh, cool. I didn't realize. See, now I'm not on the beach all the time anymore, so I didn't realize that.
They do a shrimp boil or they do some sort of barbecue or this kind of thing that they're going to offer periodically every couple months.
Oh, I like that.
And so we were able to go for their first one, and enjoy the shrimp and the view, and it was beautiful. And actually, from that, we're I'm also involved with United Way. We've started Women United. We'll have an ad in here next month for their event coming up, but we're doing a Battle of the Boards at the landing.
Oh, that's smart.
So it's build your own charcuterie. We want, I really want somebody to build us some more charcuterie.
Okay. Okay.
So it's anything you want. So, and it's free. You obviously supply the food and everything on the table, but it's free for you to get in. And then we'll be selling tickets as well because it's a fundraiser. Sponsorship's available, but, and it'll be at the landing in October.
Oh, how
so
fun.
So it's perfect on
perfect
the beach.
Weather, yeah.
And it's a covered venue, so it'll be gorgeous. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then we did the Chamber Business After Hours over at the Woodlands.
There's our friend Eldon and his Eldon Scott, our chief kindness officer, with Sonny. She's in his hat. He should be at the other one with the hat and the cowboy boots.
He was.
Oh, he was.
He was. He was actually doing the food.
I should have known.
One.
I should have known.
We had barbecue at the favorite
shocker.
House.
Okay.
And then Unique Boutique did a ribbon cutting with the chamber as well, and they're one of our advertisers.
Cute picture.
I get
in here.
Some of the pictures sometimes.
I'm looking at checking that out.
Yeah.
So this is great. And then you had another ribbon cutting issue.
Yeah, so Unique Boutique, which is also one of our advertisers over in West Garden District, they're really trying to revamp that whole area.
Right.
Especially as they've had a lot of construction.
Mm-hmm.
So Unique Boutique's kind of, Angie over there is kind of helping lead the charge to get everything out there. So they did a ribbon cutting with the Pensacola Chamber and the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber.
Right, and they definitely need our support. That's because they've really been under construction for a long time.
It's over a year now. And they're slowly moving down, but hopefully soon.
Right,
but they need go give them some love. There's actually a lot of businesses down there
that are being affected. Yes,
how many were down there? But there's a lot.
If you get a chance to head out there and do a little shopping or something to eat and just support these businesses.
And then we also were able to cover the Juneteenth Festival put on by the Watson family.
That's always a great tradition.
And
I love that.
Their foundation does this event every year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great event.
It is a great event. Love it. Okay, well, so this particular issue, there's just so many great articles in it.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Bella Magazine. Jennifer Harrison is here on Pep Talk. There's still a little bit of time if you've got a question for it, 850-437-1620. Someone just texted in, if I had an idea for an article, who should I contact?
You can email me at jennifer@bellamagazine.com.
Okay, that's easy.
And I'll send it over to the team. And sometimes getting articles in there, it just depends on what else we have going on.
Right, of course.
So I can't ever promise that, yes, we're going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
It may be months down the road or, it may be somebody we can feature.
Sure.
Because we're always looking for those. Because obviously, we're out and about, but we don't know all the women in the area. So those ones that we want to feature that are doing good things, we definitely want.
Yeah, because typically you do a highlight
about
different people in the community and what they're contributing and doing. And sometimes it's somebody, there's certain people you see all the time everywhere with their selfies and stuff.
We try to find those diamonds in the rough, those ones that are doing really good things that not everybody knows about.
A little under the radar.
Right, and we want to put them above that line.
I love that. Yeah, I love that so much.
Yeah.
So this is Bella Magazine. This is the August issue. So if I was thinking about, asking for help with a situation or an event or something like that to get some coverage, how far out in advance are y'all? Are you a month or two? Or people don't realize how with magazines, you're pretty far out ahead of time.
So with advertising, usually beginning of the month before is kind of our deadline. So right now we're in deadline for September.
Okay. That makes sense.
Content, we're usually 2 months ahead.
Okay.
So we're already working on stuff for October.
Wow. Okay.
So we're writing articles and taking pictures and all those things for, 2 months away.
Excellent.
So,
okay. Well, that's good to know, especially if you want to be a sponsor. And I would say now's time probably to get contact y'all if you were interested. A lot of people don't advertise year round, but they might want to advertise for the holidays.
Yeah. And if they have events, please send that to me as well. And then we'll, send it to the team if it's something we can get involved with or something we can share. Even if we can just share it on our social, it may be something along those lines. But if we don't know about it, we can't share it. So.
Oh, so you're on social too? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We're very active on all our social channels. So
that's good.
You can reach
okay.
us on, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. We're talking about Vellum Magazine, which just came out for the August issue. You can find it just about anywhere. And I forgot to mention, probably the most important place you can pick one up is right here at the station.
And I bring some to the station every month.
7251 Plantation Road. Yeah. You can stop by during business hours and pick up a free copy as well. But it really is a beautiful issue. It's celebrating 20 years, which when you think about it is amazing, especially this 20 years, because in the last 20 years, mm-hmm. we've seen so many publications, the print yeah. publications mm-hmm. have gone away. And so yeah. here you are thriving in the midst of all of that.
Yeah, we're working hard to keep it because people love it and we love doing it. So, yeah. Help keep us in business. We want to bring all the good stuff to everybody.
There you go. If you just joined us, we're talking about this issue of Vellum Magazine as they celebrate 20 years. I caught my eye right away, as I was saying earlier, because typically they have a beautiful woman that lives here locally on the cover, a model, and some new fashion design or something like that. But this issue, there's the big letters, The Great Escape, and there's a gorgeous photo on the front. And it's you said that's over by...
St. Joe Bay,
yeah.
On the Gulf Coast.
It looks like Hawaii. There's a big palm tree and there's little mountains and clouds in the background and a sailboat. It just looks gorgeous. I really want to get away.
I know. Let's go on a vacation, Meg.
Where can we go? What assignments? Do you need somebody to go to the Caribbean or anything?
Sure. Let's go. Let's go. My son can drive now, so I'm good.
Either that or I want to go up to Maine or someplace where it's still kind of cool, get away from the humidity for a little bit.
Yeah.
Colorado, like you said,
yeah.
up to Telluride. Oh, yeah. Although I think they're getting a lot of heat, too, this year.
They are. It's just different heat. My sister was down a few months back, and she said, oh, my gosh, it's so hot. I was like, welcome to Florida. Welcome back to Florida.
Yeah.
You're not going to get in the shade and get cool.
Yeah, no.
It's going to rain. It's going to be a sauna. But we love it.
Yeah, we love it. We love it. Wow. Well, this is a great issue. If you haven't had a chance to pick it up yet, do pick it up. It's just a great issue to look into so many different things. I love the articles. There's one on Gulf County, obviously, with mm-hmm. the cover being from there. But just beautiful photos. And if you can't afford to have a great escape, you're going to love this. This is why I'm a journalism major. You could have a great escape just reading this magazine.
You could. You just sit in a cozy chair with a cup of coffee or iced coffee.
Mm-hmm. Iced coffee.
From PJs.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
And go just get away for a little while.
I love it. I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah. And then plan your vacation for next year. Yeah.
Okay.
Right from our magazine.
I'm game. You got it. So Vellum Magazine's been around for 20 years. When they first started this, I remember my friend Becca Bowles, I think, mm-hmm. was involved with it initially, and some other folks. And what was the mission? Do you recall what why they started this magazine?
Well, it was under Pensacola News Journal, so I wasn't
That's right.
really involved
yeah.
then.
Okay. So, That's right.
Yeah, so when Kelly bought it, I kind of got to get involved after that.
And she's the publisher and owner.
Right,
owner
and
now,
she was the editor under P&J.
Oh, I see, okay.
She bought the brand. So everybody that writes and takes pictures and all that, we're all local.
And it's a big team, because mm-hmm. I didn't realize how many people are involved with the production
of
this magazine.
We have a lot of writers.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I mean.
I mean, that's what we really need is, writing is kind of the most important part, that and the pictures, but... and then our advertisers help make it all run.
Oh, no question about it.
Our team we have a great team. All women, all local. Yeah.
Well, and it's helpful that it is a local magazine mm-hmm. because the advertisers are local. So
they are.
Sometimes I'll pick up another publication and I don't relate to any of the advertising.
Yeah,
ours, New York Magazine, I'm not going to be going.
Yeah, ours are all local and we try to support them as much as we can because they support us.
Yeah. Well,
so
and you also
we love
support
our advertisers.
You support a lot of the nonprofits I'm seeing in here, mm-hmm. a lot of the different things that are coming up for different mm-hmm. nonprofit organizations that I'm assuming probably are in-kind ads or free ads. So you're so supportive. This publication is so supportive of the community, and that makes a difference too.
You know how I feel about community stuff, Meg. So
you're so uninvolved, Jennifer. I mean, I wish you would get on it sometimes.
I know,
try to contribute
just
something.
Sitting
please.
Around eating bonbons.
I know. I know. There's a little chocolate right there on the edge of your mouth, girl. There's a little chocolate. That's it. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We've been chatting with Jennifer Harrison with Vellum Magazine. Pick up a copy today, y'all. Lots and lots of places you can pick it up. You can come by the station if you want to.
You can.
And Jennifer, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Meg.
And what's your website? Because there is a digital version, right?
BellaMagazine.com.
Okay, that's all you got to do to go there.
Yep.
Take advantage of it. Enjoy the great escape, even if it's just in your living room.
Exactly.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We will be back in just a couple minutes after the news, so don't go away. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.